Building housing in small towns is easier said than done. But one developer in the Upper Valley town of Fairleigh has gotten a lot of attention for kickstarting dozens of apartments. As reporter Carly Berlin finds, state officials want more people to follow his lead.
Not so long ago, Jonah Richards spent his days working for a white-collar consulting firm in New York City. But now, he fills his time bopping between construction sites in the corner of Vermont where he grew up.
It's crunch time here. We got our big inspection tomorrow.
On a crisp fall morning, 34-year-old Richard checks in with his crew. They're putting the finishing touches on six apartments carved out of a barn behind a general store in Fairleigh. It's been owned by Richard's family for generations. To fit a bonus apartment in the basement here, Richard's crew lifted up the barn where his uncle used to run an antique shop.
We jacked it up a little bit and then dug it out underneath, poured new foundation, and created extra living space.
That philosophy, trying to squeeze more housing into any possible nook and cranny in a building and in a town, it guides all of the projects that Richard takes on through his small construction company and development business.
Everything we do is infill development. There's no sprawl and subdivisions. Everything we want to do is in village centers and in downtown. So like maximizing density is a lot.
And maximizing density, he's doing. Right in Fairleigh's Village Center, a summer tourism hub of about 1,000 year-round residents, Richard's outfits have built nearly 20 homes and are planning 45 more. Next door to the general store at Town Hall, zoning administrator Chris Brimmer says Richard's work here has gotten Fairleigh much closer to reaching the town's target to add 100 homes by the end of the decade.
We're lucky to have him here. I don't think we would get this far along in meeting that goal if were not for him having come back to town.
Before he came back, Richard had used some of his income to buy fixer-uppers in New Jersey. Then in 2020, when his grandmother was looking to sell a long vacant post office turned bank in Fairleigh, he saw an opportunity. In its place, he dreamed up an 8-unit apartment building with retail on the ground floor, something that could help revive the village center. Some people balked, said Brimmer.
There was some pushback on the appearance of the building, some pushback on the density of the building. But he was able to work through the problems, and holy cow, you know, within less than a year, there was a 3-story building on the site.
Richard waded through the permitting and financing and construction process for that first project, learning everything as he went. More risk-averse souls might have walked away. In rural Vermont, it often costs more to build new homes than developers can expect to sell or rent them for. Bringing in public money to fill that gap can bring its own host of complications. And tons of towns don't have the infrastructure needed for new housing. Which all means developers like Richard need to be major problem solvers.
We need and want a Jonah in every town.
That's Alex Farrell, Vermont's housing commissioner. Richard caught his eye for two reasons. First was Richard's tenacity in figuring out how to build small-scale rentals in a rural part of the state. And second was Richard's drive to teach others what he's learned.
He's not thinking of it as competition. He's trying to say, here's what I've learned. Go benefit from my mistakes and my successes. That's so cool.
Richard has a popular newsletter where he documents his work, like his challenges building septic systems in Fairleigh, where there's no town sewer, and the time he got hit with a surprisingly huge tax bill after getting an affordable housing grant. The newsletter isn't the only way Richard's trying to prompt more people to get into the housing game. He helped state officials make a textbook for small-scale developers, which the state is now gearing up to use in a training series, Farrell said.
We think this could actually be something that has a snowball effect in spinning off more and more developers, more people doing this.
That's Richard's ultimate hope, too. On a drive around to his projects, he says he sometimes gets calls from people on the opposite side of the state asking if he's interested in taking on a development they're eyeing.
It's like, you know, part it's like definitely flattering, but also it's you need to develop your own network of developers there that can tackle those projects. And it all comes down to somebody, one, having the time, and two, being willing to take that risk. And the best person to do that is somebody in the community that knows it inside and out.
Richard had thought he'd finish that first project and flip the experience into a job back in New York, which could earn him more money. But for now, he plans to stay right here, living on the top floor of that first apartment building he built in Fairleigh. Carly Berlin, Vermont Public, Fairleigh.
That was Report for America Corps member Carly Berlin. Carly covers housing and infrastructure for VT Digger and Vermont Public.